Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome back to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we are considered sons of light, Hebrew Israelites. And we cater to our nation of the 12 tribes of Israel, which consist of Latino Americans, Native Americans, and Afro Americans. And we do this show every week at the for the Divine Heavenly Forefather and Messiah. We do this show. So I want to thank you for joining us, and I want to give thanks to our eternal Divine Heavenly Forefather and the great Shekinah Messiah for giving us the wherewithal to do a show like this and give us this platform. So I want to mention a few ministries also that we do. If you go to the upperroomisraelite.com, you can see we have several ministries there, and that's UPPERROOM Israelite, ISRAELITE.com. We have a food ministry, the Sandra Johnson Food Ministry. My brother Adir Bay Israel does a video ministry on Saturday evenings. Also, my brother Yaqua Ben Israel does a video on Tuesdays, and he also has a blog talk radio show on Wednesdays and Fridays, and that's Pacific Time. And also, we have a Pow Talk that we do minister to on Saturdays. We have also Binding Ministry. So we have several different ministries. All you have to do is go to the upperroomisraelite.com. And also, we have a phone number that we can be reached on the show, which is 845-241-9966. So being though all that's been said, the title of our show today is called The Heavenly Father's Plan for Our Nation and Light Brethren. The Heavenly Father's Plan for Our Nation and Light Brethren. As usual, I like to always start our day off with a scripture. And the scripture that I start off with today is Matthew 6, 9, and 10. Again, Matthew 6, 9, and 10. And it reads like this. After this manner, therefore pray ye our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So, what do that mean? What do that mean to you? Now, I'm going to explain to you what it means in spiritual and in the physical. Now, I am going to talk some light things. Now, my brother's going to know what I'm talking about. My brother's going to know exactly what I'm talking about, because I'm going to be naming some names that you might not have heard of. So as my brother Adir that's sitting next to me right now say, bear with me. I'm going to need you to bear with me. If you overstood what I just read, it speaks about the Agdo. The Agdo is where the Eternal Heavenly Father dwell and Messiah dwell, and the heavenlies, the upper eons. These are places that Messiah and the Divine Heavenly Father dwell at. So everything that dwell in the Agdo or the heavenlies or the Adamantine land where we come from, they all do the will of the Eternal Heavenly Father. So this prayer is letting you know when it says, let thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it's done in heaven. It's speaking of everything doing the will of the eternal heavenly Father. Now, I also want to show you this on a spiritual aspect and in a physical aspect. Now, in the book of the Keys of Enoch, okay, it speaks of Messiah's universe, the divine heavenly Father's universe, and the Shekinah universe, and all other universes. Now, see, in the Keys, the divine heavenly Father gives light to Messiah's universe that distributes light to all other universes, including our universe. Okay? Now, I hope you're with me. This is in the Keys of Enoch. So, this is equivalent to what I'm trying to help you to see at Matthew's 6, 9, and 10. See, when the Heavenly Father gives that life and light to all universes, then if your universe don't get an ample amount of light, it would die. So, in other words, everything does the will of the eternal Heavenly Father through Messiah. It's the same way in a physical aspect. See, Messiah is the Word, and the Word that Messiah give us is from the eternal Heavenly Father, you see? And that will is to do the will of the eternal Heavenly Father, you see? And that's why we minister and do everything through the will of the eternal Heavenly Father. See, without the will of the eternal Heavenly Father, everything would die. Messiah and eternal Heavenly Father knows that. That's why when the universe that we in, it don't get the amount of light and life from the eternal Heavenly Father's giving it to Messiah universe, then our universe is dying, which is blocked by the archons. And I'm going to get into that later and show you how the eternal Heavenly Father is going to deal with that situation. But that's why it was important for me to read this Matthew 6, 9 to 10, because everything comes through the will of the eternal Heavenly Father. Everybody has to do. It's a universal principle. If you don't do the will of the eternal Heavenly Father, you will die, point blank. So that's why I read that, brother.
Right, brother. So basically what my brother is saying is, as above, so below. And I know, I don't know if many overstand that, but basically what he's saying is the laws of the universe or where the eternal Heavenly Father lives, those are the laws that is going to be corrected down here on earth, because right now we are not in balance. So like my brother said, the eternal Heavenly Father is going to make all things back in balance. And that also goes to one of my other videos when they say he's going to put the feminine principle back in a proper place. So that means the male principle and female principle are going to be back in balance throughout all reality. So like my brother said, as above, so below. And you read the prayer when it say, on earth as it is in the upper eons. So you see, he is exactly right.
Yeah, and thank you, brother. That was perfect. I liked how you put that. And see, that's why in the Keys of Enoch, I'm going to read you a scripture from the Keys of Enoch. And that's on page 169, the Keys of Enoch. And it reads something like this. A divine plan has been issued to balance the earth and man's violation of the cosmic laws of light and love. You see, exactly what my brother said. See, the divine heavenly Father has a plan for our nation and light, brother. See, he said that it has to, you know, we imbalance the love and life in our universe, not us, but the archons. So the archons has and balanced it. And the Heavenly Father knows that. I'm going to take you to another scripture in the Keys of Enoch. I want you to read this with me at the Keys of Enoch. It's page 503, verses 117, 118, and 119. Now listen to what it says here. Listen to what the Heavenly Divine Father say here. It says, it is the work of the fallen mind energies to block the energy source for the generation of all these patterns of confirmation. They do this that man will not overstand that he can attain a higher body of light. By blocking this wisdom, they acquire non-spiritual human bodies which are left in conscious vacuums. This is why the body has been depleted of energy. It is more susceptible to negative intrusions. See, the archons is trying to stop us from transforming into Adam Cabin. You see? And that's why the Heavenly Father has put a plan, just like our title said, the plan for our nation and the plan for the light brothers, the elect, the 144,000. See, this is why the divine Heavenly Father has put a plan in place. But like I told you, from the first scripture I read, how the Archon is trying to stop us from transforming to Adam Cabin, you see? But thank the divine Heavenly Forefather and Messiah for putting this plan together so that we can get the light from Messiah's universe, through the Heavenly Forefather's universe, so that we can live. That means life. Life, light, life, life-giving life from the divine Heavenly Forefather. And this is why I made this title, because, see, it's back to doing the will of the divine Heavenly Father. You see, it is life. You must, in the scriptures it says, you must choose life and live. You see, brother? And that's what, you know, the scriptures is helping us to appreciate.
Right.
So I just want to address our audience, if it's anybody out there and they can get the understanding of what we're talking about, feel free to, you know, to give us a call. All lines is open. The number is 845-241-9966.
And I'm going to read a little bit out of the Keys of Enoch. And, it's going to give you a little information about what you were saying and what we transitioned into. I mean, the Keys of Enoch, I'm on page 169. And like you said, it says the Eternal Heavenly Father has a plan for his people. It said, there is presently occurring a space-time overlap with the higher evolutions. That's talking about Light Brother or the Great White Brotherhood. As the Earth solar system enters into an electromagnetic null zone. The null zone is us entering into a eon where we have all the proper energies to transform and surpass the archons so that we can be the Adam Cadmans that my brother was just talking about. It's a vacuum area in space which will change the magnetic forces of creation. And like you said, that's how we're going to become Adam Cadman and overcome the Archon.
Right, brother. You see, and that's what, you see, and I'm glad you touched on that. You see, the Archons don't want that. That's why they're trying to block us from becoming that, because they know that they're going to have to serve us. You see, the Eternal Heavenly Father already willed that, and it must get done. You see, so I'm going to take you to another scripture, too, at Jeremiah 29:11. Giving us more future hope for our nation and us, Light Brother. And at Jeremiah 29:11, it says, for I know the plans that I have for you, declare the Lord's plans for welfare and not for calamity, give you a future and a hope. You see, again, here it is. The Heavenly Father is giving us a plan for our nation, a future for our nation, a future for life, brother, and hope. You see, that's the eternal Heavenly Father will, is to give our nation hope.
Exactly. Now, I'm going to go into Keys of Enoch because, like the brother said, it's always have been wicked. What Paul said, you know, you fight not against blood and flesh, but against spread spirits and principalities from above. I'm in the Keys. I'm in the Colvin Bible, and we're gonna show that our God is not the God of this physical reality and of riches and properties of this world. Now, I'm in the Book of Manuscripts, chapter 29, verse 6. It said, "Those in high places persecute us." Talk about the archons, principalities. It say, "Not because of the whole of the writings to my scriptures, for much is common to all, but because we seek to change the establishment order of things, we seek to change the even present state of affairs." It's talking about us, life, brother.
Mm-hmm.
"Because, too, we have an eternal Heavenly Father who is not the holder of property or a God of the rich and powerful." And that's why I said we are people of poverty,
mm-hmm,
who benefit from riches and the state of other gods, some of the idols. It said the gods or their priests, some of the wicked ones, would they who benefit therefore welcome the word of the eternal Heavenly Father? No, they won't. They seek after their own foolish knowledge. It say, "Such is not the nature of men of the eternal God." It say, "And we have a nigh important task, change the nature of mortal men." And that's a blessing because,
mm-hmm,
everywhere you look, you can find scriptures that talk about the powers of principalities that try to force us to serve their idol, wicked gods. But like you said, we always got an eternal Heavenly Father that intervenes and makes sure the righteous always prevail.
Now, you see, brother, now, how could you not want to serve an eternal Heavenly Father like that? Look what our Father does for us. You see, and it sometimes is mind-boggling. You know, when you're in the light and you see all the blessings that the eternal Heavenly Father give us, you see, sometimes you don't think, what? He's going to do what? Yes. This is how much the eternal Heavenly Father, Messiah, love us. You see, he love us. He's not going to let anything happen to his children. Just like, You know, when you're watching, I always watch the animal shows, and I'll be watching, like, I watched the owl, it was crocodiles, right? And I think it was like something was trying to come, because the male always stayed and watched the crocodiles, the eggs. So it was like something was trying to, one of these animals was trying to come and eat the, steal and kill and eat the crocodile's eggs.
The crocodile was under the water watching them.
As soon as it got up on them eggs, that crocodile and snapped his head off. It reminded me of the Heavenly Father protecting us. He's not going to let anything happen to us. You know, he come and snap the head off, you know.
Right. And that's what Satan got mad at, because Satan always told the term the Father. It just, and he uses Job as an example. He said, "Why you always protect them when they do wrong?" He said, "Take your hand off of them and let me get a hold of them." You know what I'm saying? But that's what the eternal Heavenly Father always done for his children.
Right.
And that's what he's going to continue to do. Well, he has turned his face back to us. So that's what he's doing for us right now. So we are definitely, well, we've always been in his protection, but now we are more so in his divine eternal protection.
Right, brother. And, you know, and that takes me to another scripture at Romans 8:28. And again, that's Romans 8:28, King James Version. And it reads, "And we know that the eternal Heavenly Father causes all things to work together for the good to those who love the eternal Heavenly Father, to those who called according to his purpose." You see, that put us right back at us having our title. The divine Heavenly Forefather have a plan for us, our nation, and light brothers. We're going to do is, you know, the Heavenly Father said, you know, he called according to his purpose. You see, his will. You see, the ones that love him, light brothers, our nation. We love the eternal Heavenly Father. We love ministering to our nation. We love, this is something we love to do, showing our love and appreciation for Messiah and the eternal Heavenly Father. You see, so that's why that scripture means, you know, it means a lot. It should mean a lot to all of us. And again, I want to address the audience. Is anybody out here, anybody of our nation that can recollect what we're talking about and feel an unction to call us, please give us a call at 845-241-9966. And all lines are open. So, brother, you know what I want to do, too? I want to talk about, too, right now. See, the Heavenly Father, you know, that's all plans for our nation. But the eternal Heavenly Father has a plan for light brother, too. Now, I'm going to take you to Ephesians 1:11. Now, listen to this. And then I'm also going to take you to some Nag Hammadi scriptures to show you the plan that the divine Heavenly Father had for you, blessed light brother. You light brother. You blessed light brother. Let me read this at Ephesians 1:11. It says, also, we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will. Do you understand what that's telling you, light brother? See, the light brothers, we have an inheritance. A little bit different from our nation, or I should say a lot different from our nation. When you have an inheritance, that means you gain something that the eternal Heavenly Father that's giving you. You see, and I want to read something. I'm going to give you a couple scriptures from the Nag Hammadi. It speaks about a little bit about our inheritance. If you can go to the Nag Hammadi, if anybody have it, it's from the form of the first thought. Okay, and the title is The Perfect Son Established the Eons. Again, that's in the Nag Hammadi on page 725, and it explains a little bit of what light brethren inheritance, you know, that we will inherit. And again, I said 725, the first form. And it reads something like this. It says, then the perfect son revealed himself to his eons that originated through him. He revealed and glorified him and gave them thrones, and he stood in the glory with which he glorified himself and blessed the perfect son of Christ, the only God. And when they say only God, that's a little g. Okay, little g. So Messiah said he gave them thrones. Now, brother, when you think about a throne, I'm not talking about a king. You know how back in the day the kings had thrones? When he referred to light, brother, you're talking about, the Heavenly Fathers talk about thrones in the upper eons. You're talking about space and time. And let me give you a quick example. Okay, now this is a tiny example. Now, if I took one of our brothers from the nation and I said, you know what, you have the whole state of California, it's all yours, do what you want. Do you know how big California is now? That's a crumb compared with the eternal Heavenly Father has given light brothers. He's given us eons. In the upper eons, when you go into the upper eons, you know how much space that is? You see? So that, just that is a crumb. You know, look at the, it's no comparison. You see?
No, no, what my brother's saying is, now y'all know y'all the Baal is, which is the ignorant god. Now, when Sophia took him down into his eon, he looked from the left to the right, the north and the south, and he said, it's unlimited space here. That's what an eon is. So to show you how we're going to get to those eons, like my brother just read when he said Messiah stood in his glory. We'll go to the keys of Enoch to show you what that glory is. And this is the only witness or way we can get back to the eternal Father and experience those eons. I'm going to go in the keys of Enoch, and I'm on page 344. It says Merkaba. Merkaba is that glory or that light from the upper eons. It's a, or that's the Shekinah. It say Merkaba is the witness, and this is also your gift. Merkaba is the witness to the bringing of the prophetic consciousness, and that's wisdom and knowledge of the Shekinah, from one level to other levels of creation. It say, and without Merkaba, let me read that again. And without Merkaba, no man could enter into the presence of the eternal heavenly Father. That's why you stand in your glory, because without the Merkaba or the Shekinah, you cannot see the eternal heavenly Father. It say, for Merkaba is the emanation of the returning to the bosom of the eternal heavenly Father. It say the events of Elijah going into Merkaba, Isaiah seeing Merkaba, Ezekiel experiencing Merkaba, all speaks of Merkaba, form of time translation from the prophets of the light. And he writes, even when Elijah went up, he went up through a Merkaba. Even when Messiah went up, he went up through a Merkaba. Merkaba is the gift from the eternal. That's why I say activate your Merkaba. That is the light body of life, brother.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And wow some more. You see, wow, my brother laid it on him heavy. Now, you see, all blessings from the divine heavenly forefather for light, brethren. You know, it's the thing, and I'm not saying this to brag. We're trying to tell you this in the humblest way as possible. It's just the divine heavenly Father has willed this things to happen for light, brethren.
Right.
You see, it's nothing we done or nothing we did special. We was just elect, you see, and this is what he gives to his elect children. Now, I want to read you another little something from the Nag Hammadi, the teachings of silverness. And it's just another little touch of something else that the divine heavenly forefather Messiah is going to give light brethren, okay? And that's on page 516, and it's the title is Everything Has Been Made New. Now, check this out. It says, a great power and great glory has been revealed to the world, and the life of the heavens wishes to make everything new. Then he may cast out what is weak and every black garment, and everyone that shines with great brilliancies in the heavenly garments, to make manifest the command of the Father, and that might crown those wishing to contend well. Messiah is the judge of the contest, and the one who has given each one the crown. He teaches everyone to contend. He who as the first contender receive the crown, gain the victory, and appear given light to everyone. Everything has been made new through the Holy Spirit and the mind. Okay. So as I'm reading this, what should come to your mind? Messiah is giving light, brethren, crowns. Now, when you get in crown, what that mean? You're some kind of king. You see? So it's that the Messiah and the Heavenly Father is symbolizing we will be kings and also priests in Mount Chesedek. But here specifically, the divine heavenly father Messiah said, we will be kings. We will receive our crowns. See, just another little thing that, you know, I want to bring out that part of Light Brothers' plan that the divine heavenly father has established for us, going back to our title. You know, these are some of the things that the heavenly father has for plans for Light Brothers.
And I'm going to add to, now, when you say crowns, a lot of people think a crown is a crown, like on earth. You know, a crown is on top of your head. Here, set that crown on my head, man. I'm a king. But, see, I'm going to give you another, one thing about the message is always multiple meanings. Now, I'm going to show you another example of a crown of what Messiah talking about, a crown of light. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say hang it around your neck. Okay, I'm in the key. Page 346. Now, this also is another crown. It say, in wavelengths that cannot be imaged by our eyes, it say Merkaba has the ability to travel and translate man. It say Merkaba used its geometric energies of light in providing for the translation into other life zones comparable to the thresholds of the human experience. So that's when you put on your crown, like you said in there, Messiah will give us light garments. It say the vehicle has the ability to go faster than the speed of light, see? And in searching the planetary targets of mother vehicle of the legends of light. So that right there is letting you know that that is part of your crown, where you, well, you can't be a light brother without the crown. You know, that's why I was telling you that the patriarchs of Israel, Isaiah, Elijah, Messiah, Moses, those are the patriarchs. Every last one of them had the crown or the Merkaba. That was part of their crown that made them who they were. You know what I'm saying? That's why you see in Israel, every patriarch from Abraham to Moses to Enoch to Methuselah, and they downplay Methuselah, Seth, priesthood of old, you know. So the Merkaba is the most important thing. And that, like I said, that is the witness to us who we really are and what we're going to be.
You see, brother, that's wow. Another wow. That's all I can say. You see the way you broke down the crowns, you know, the crowns of light. You see, it's so, and this is the importance of, you know, of light, brethren. You see what I'm saying? The things that the eternal heavenly father is going to do for us, is it almost, you have to be transformed to get the full appreciation of it.
Right.
Because in your carnal mind, you can't even understand this for real.
Right.
You know, we have a perception, a little perception of it, but we don't have a total understanding of it. You know, we have to be transformed in order to get a full understanding of what you just read, brother.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So I want to again address our audience. If there's anybody out here that can recollect what we're talking about, feel free to give us a call at 845-241-9966. Again, 845-241-9966. And I want to take us right back to our title. The Heavenly Father has plans for our nation and Light Brothers. Now, can you see the plans that we're talking about? These plans is something, these not no illusions or something we just made up. The Eternal Heavenly Father is going to do these things that we're talking about.
Right.
You know, this ain't no illusion, or this ain't something that we just conjure up or made up.
Right.
You see, the Eternal Heavenly Father is already, he already command for these things to happen.
Right.
For like, that's why it's written down.
Right.
You see,
right.
It's written down for
right.
us to know, look,
right.
you know, it's done already. We should be looking at this is already done for us. You know,
and to show you, like my brother said, that we ain't making this up. I'm gonna go back in the keys of Enoch, and I'm in on page 368, and I'm gonna show you that this stuff began with it began with Adam, but from Adam, after Abel was killed, it translated over to Seth. In verse 64, it says, when these thrice regenerated powers, when they say regenerated, it means that these individuals came back through incarnation, was taken from the face of the earth, it says the Sephirim were commissioned to ensure the continuation of the work. Like my brother said, we ain't making this up. The continuation of the work of Seth, never say that again, of Seth, Enoch, and Methuselah. Just as these three were taken into the time translation, into the higher heavens. And that's also what's going to happen to us. Restoration. But these three patriarchs are the ones who initiate the restoration of Lightbrotherhood back in Merkaba to the upper eons. This is work that's already been decreed, like my brother just said.
All praise to the divine heavenly Father and Messiah.
Right.
That's all you can say.
Right.
All praise to the divine heavenly Father and Messiah.
Right.
And I want to take you to a scripture in the Nag Hammadi, you know, and this here is just, it's going to put the icing on the cake for Light, brother. And again, I'm saying this in a humble way. That's what we did. It was the divine heavenly Father Messiah to decree these things to happen to us. Now, if you can turn to the Nag Hammadi, it's on page 730. And it's also coming from the three forms of the first thought. The three forms of the first thought. And this is called, the title is Paranoia, Protonoia promises the five seals. And it reads this: and I invite you into the exalted perfect light. When you enter the light, you will be glorified by those who give glory, and those who enthrone will enthrone you. You will receive robes from those who give robes. The baptizer will baptize you, and you will become exceedingly glorious as you were in the beginning when you were light. Now, brother.
No.
Now, what do that mean to you, brother?
Now, based on what that brother said, they're going to give you back your crown, which is your Merkaba. And like you said, the ones who give light or give rose don't give to you. Seth, like it said here, it said the Seraphim, which commissioned about the White Brotherhood to ensure the continuation of the work of Seth, Enoch, and Methuselah. So what he's saying is they're going to continue their work in raising Light Brother up out of this physical reality, these bodies and prisons where we are chained at, that we may ascend back to the upper eon. They basically telling you, you're going to receive the Merkaba again. And we basically, a lot of people don't know this, when you get the Merkaba, oh yeah, you're being baptized, you know what I'm saying, by the spiritual water from the upper eon. That is the true baptism. Like I read before in one of my other videos, Messiah told John the Baptist. He said, what can water baptize you with? It knows nothing. You know what I'm saying? He was talking about the water from the upper eon. That is baptism. That is the forgiveness and repentance of sin, because it purges you. It's the chrism, basically, of fire, water, and another element. Well, I don't know what that one is, but it's three elements that cleanse you and make you pure, like you said, with white robes.
You see, brother, and that's, you know what, you see, and it's just, that's why I say, we got to really be transformed to understand these things that we are reading, because in our minds, it's hard to believe, you see, and what I like about that too, see, at the end, it says, as you were in the beginning, you were light,
right.
See, this is where we come from. When I'm speaking about the Atomatine land, you see, is where we came from.
Right.
We were already that.
Right.
You see? Right. It's just that when Sophia fell, we fell and we came down here.
Right.
We were put in these bodies that was created by the archons.
Right.
So now it's time for us to ascend back to where we came from. In the Nag Hammadi, it speaks about your root. It's constantly telling you, you're going back to the root which you came from. And this is what this scripture is telling us. Light, brother, is going back to the root, brother.
Exactly. I'm going to go back in the keys. I'm on page 370. And like my brother said, the plan of the Eternal Heavenly Father.
Right.
Now, this is part of the plan. They say the purpose of the cherubim is to create a wall of light, protection, around the species. It's a planned beings used to connect the worlds of generation and regeneration. It's a they ensure that the thought form of the masters and the ascended masters are perfectly consistent with the Father's plan. Let me say that again. With the Father's plan. Like my brother said on the video, with my Father's plan in perfecting the number of souls to share the creative plan. You know what I'm saying? And I like my brother was saying, from where you are from, you must return. That is the plan of the Eternal Heavenly Father.
And all I can say is like my brother dear say, man, the Eternal Heavenly Father is great. Man, Messiah is great. Wow. And see, these are the things that, you know, light brother, we conversing back and forth about
right.
The light. You see, now we speaking things in different super books that you may not have heard of, but my light brothers know what we're talking about.
Right.
They have an understanding what we are talking about. You know, to maybe our nation and the audience, these might be mysteries, you know, to y'all, because they are mysteries. But the Divine Heavenly Forefather Messiah has revealed these mysteries to Light Brother. And this is why we can converse with these scriptures and tell you about these scriptures and have an understanding of it. Because everything we received was given from them, from the Divine Heavenly Forefather and from Messiah, given to Light Brother. So that's why I always said it ain't nothing that we did special. It was the Divine Heavenly Forefather Messiah
right.
Has done this for us, you see.
And that's why also, too, you don't see a whole bunch of people watching our videos and talking about us and saying what we said, you know what I'm saying? Because we are unique, peculiar people unto ourselves. If you notice Israel was not the biggest nation on earth. It was actually the smallest nation. But like the Eternal Heavenly Father said, I don't need a lot of people to get my plan done. I only need a few. You know what I'm saying? So, my brother, I'm telling you, man. Oh, I love it, man. Oh, man. Beautiful, beautiful message, brother.
Right. So, you know, and this is all praise and glory to the Divine Heavenly Father and Messiah, you know, because they make it possible. You know, I'm sorry to keep reiterating that. It's because it's the truth. You see, like, brother, we understand that. We don't take no glory in that. That's for the Divine Heavenly Father. That the Divine Heavenly Forefather Messiah, they glorify themselves through us, you see. And it's a blessing, you know. It's a blessing that he used us. See, we blessed just to be used by them. You know, you're talking about the Divine Heavenly Forefather using us. True blessing. Real true blessing. Well, I know. Wow, that time went fast. I just want to give thanks and praise to our Eternal Heavenly Father, Messiah, and the great Shekinah for, again, giving us the wherewithal to do another show like that. And if it's the Eternal Heavenly Father's will, we'll be back next week. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
Israel.
And that is going to conclude our show for today. And I want to thank all that listened and hopefully you got something out of it. Peace be unto you. Shalom.
Wow. That was good. That was good.
I like that, brother. Mm-hmm. I like that.